days, I don't. I have no patience for traffic. I just don't. Certain things I have no patience for. But in other things, I have an insurmountable amount of patience. Some people have made big purchases out of impatience and then later regretted it. Call that buyer's remorse, right? Some people enter into relationships out of impatience and then later regret it. Like, ooh, I might have hopped into that relationship a little too soon. You know what? Time is a great sifter. Time is a great sifter. Time will sift out half-hearted. Time will sift out the insincere. Time will sift out the lazy. And time will sift out the indifference if we just give it some time. And I believe that God uses time to qualify us for his best blessings. Sometimes he uses time to qualify us. While we wait, our capacity for receiving the blessing is enlarged. While we wait, our desire is tested. Like, do you still have the same desire today for the same thing as you will tomorrow and the next day? So maybe we're being tested to see how great our desire really is. Waiting is a season for things to develop or things to mature, if you will. Think about a baby's conception. A baby is conceived in a moment of time. But there is a season of waiting. And what's happening in the waiting is that there is development taking place inside the body, right? There is the series of waiting and processing and developing. And what happens if we find out that a baby's going to be born premature? It's not a good thing, right? It's good for the process to play out. It's good for the timing so that things develop the way they are supposed to develop. And sometimes I think in our impatience, we blow right past the process that needs to take place. Some things that maybe need to develop inside of us to receive the blessing. We're going to read a short verse in just a couple verses in just a moment. Daniel was standing on the bank of the Tigris River with some other folks when he received a divine vision. Now Daniel was the only one who received the vision because those that went with him were overwhelmed with terror and they fled. And that's where we are in Daniel chapter 10. Verses 12 through 14 are the specific verses, but we'll read just a little bit earlier than that. And this is what it says. Let's say, starting in verse 8. So I was left alone, as I said, the others fled out of terror. Gazing at this great vision, I had no strength left. I had no strength left. My face turned deathly pale, and I was helpless. Then I heard him speaking. As I listened to him, I fell into a deep sleep, my face to the ground. And then in verse 10 it says this, a hand touched me and set me trembling on my knees and hands. He said, Daniel, you who are highly esteemed, consider carefully the words I am about to speak to you and stand up, for I have now been sent to you. And when he said this to me, I stood up trembling. Now listen, he said, listen to the words carefully. And this is what he wrote in verse 12. And I love these verses. Then he continued, do not be afraid, Daniel. Are you ready for this? Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before God, your words were heard. Your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. But check this out in verse 13. But the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me for 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to your people in the future, for the vision concerns a time yet to come. So I believe that there are good and godly reasons for our having to wait. We ask for something and we pray for something, and I believe that there are good and godly reasons why God makes us wait. And many other reasons for the delay are divine in nature, I believe. However, according to the text, there are also times when delay is not of divine nature, but is a result of the enemy. I believe sometimes waiting, it is sent to derail you, to discourage you, to disappoint you. See, the text says, from day one, Daniel's prayer for understanding, God released the answer on day one. From the moment he heard Daniel, he released the answer. The messenger was sent. But when the messenger was sent, he was met with resistance from the kingdom of darkness. That's what the text says. And I'm here to tell you, the devil at times will use a delay to try and get you to fall into fear, to get you to fall into doubt, and to get you to fall into unbelief. And many times the weapon of delay has defeated great men and women of God. Because in the season of waiting, they've become discouraged and they've unbelieved and their faith was shaken and tested and they crumbled and fell. So where Satan failed in a frontal attack, in many cases he succeeded by utilizing the weapon of delay. In Exodus 32, Moses had climbed Mount Sinai to visit with the Lord. And he was supposed to be back down. But he was delayed upon the mountain. And what happened? And during the delay, the children of Israel fell off the rails. And if we read it in Exodus 32, they basically went crazy. They made a golden calf. And they stripped off their clothes and they started drinking and dancing and worshiping a golden calf, because their season of waiting, in their impatience, they were discouraged and they were defeated. And their faith was tested and they crumbled and fell. When Abram's promised son was delayed, what happened? Abram and Sarah left the God path. They left the path that God had for them. That was one of promise, and starting acting in the flesh. And Abram was sent, went into Sarah's handmaid, and they produced a child of the flesh. The child Ishmael was born out of their impatience, and it was a source of grief to them. But because God is a God of mercy, Abraham and Sarah still brought forth the promised son. 25 years after the promise. 25 years later, even in disobedience, even in giving into the desires of the flesh, God did not deny them. He simply delayed them. They were delayed for 25 years, but they were not denied. Joseph received his dream when he was 15 years old, and he was delayed for 15 years, but he was not denied. God promised the children of Israel a land flowing with milk and honey. And guess what they got 40 years later? A land flowing with milk and honey. They were delayed, but they were not denied. And they were delayed because they weren't getting it. They had lessons to learn. They had to develop and they had to process. In their impatience, the enemy used discontentment, and it delayed them. But God was faithful, and he did not deny them. Maybe you've received a promise that you felt like was absolutely from God. Maybe it even felt like a prophetic word about something that you truly believe was from God. Or maybe you've prayed about something and you believe that God gave you a very clear answer. But that was 5 years ago or more. And you haven't seen it manifested yet. And you're getting impatient. And it seems like whatever that answer was is further off today than it was yesterday. And it looks more impossible more than ever before. Just remember that delay is not denial. Maybe you've been battling a sickness for a while, and you've been praying and believing God, but things are only getting worse, and it looks more impossible than ever. But remember, delay is not necessarily denial. Say this with me. I may have been delayed, but I have not been, but I have not been denied. There's an old hymn of the church that says, title is called, I Would Not Be Denied. It does not say that I wouldn't be delayed, because truthfully there are different reasons for the delay. There are reasons. It could be wrong choices. It could be wrong decisions. It could be wrong paths that have delayed our journey, because we simply didn't prepare ourselves. We just simply didn't make ourselves ready to receive the blessing that God has for us. He heard our prayer. He heard our plea. And he sent help, but we weren't ready to receive it. Or it could be that God is working something out for you. Or as the case of Daniel, it could be that the devil who is trying to strip you of your faith and discourage you to the point of giving up and turning off your switch of faith. You've taken your faith switch and you've said, I've had enough, and I'm turning it off. I've waited long enough. I'm impatient. God isn't showing up. God isn't fulfilling his promise. God isn't fulfilling what I prayed for. I'm turning my faith switch off. That's not denial. That's delay. Maybe you're like me and you've prayed and you've prayed and you've prayed about something. And it feels like heavens are brass. And it looks like nothing has changed. You've been praying about a situation and praying and praying, and the situation doesn't seem to have changed. And the devil's been telling you, you're just wasting your time. I mean, if God didn't answer you yet, he's not going to answer you. That's what the devil would have you believe. You're just wasting your time. You might as well give up. Give up on that hope. Give up on that dream. Let me tell you something. You're never wasting your time when you pray. Never a waste of time when you pray. If your heart is right with God, you're never wasting your time when you pray. It might feel like the heavens are brass, and it may look like nothing is happening, but I assure you, it's not wasted time. You may feel like you're asking and asking, and there's no reply, but I assure you, you won't be denied. You feel like you've been knocking on the same door over and over and over again, and the door just isn't opening. And you're thinking, is anybody home? Are my prayers really being heard? God, are you really up there? Do you really hear me? Because nothing's happening. And I'm here to tell you that God heard you the first time. God heard you the first time. You may feel like the days and years are flying by and there's no reply, but God heard you the first time. The first time you bowed your head and you bowed your knees and you opened up your mouth to talk to him, he heard you. Your prayer was heard from on high. The moment you whispered that first prayer, the answer was released from the throne. Like Daniel in our text, maybe there has been some enemy interference, because the enemy is trying to rob you of your blessing. Maybe the devil has been jamming up the radar. Because your prayer was such a threat to hell that the devil has released a whole host of demons to keep your answer from getting through. Because what you're praying for is such a threat to Satan that he is putting up a great amount of resistance. But I'm here to tell you, your deliverance is on the way. It's in the atmosphere. It has been released from heaven. Your breakthrough for healing and your miracle, it's on the way. I have text messages set up from Amazon. So when I order something from Amazon, you get a myriad of text messages. The first one you get is that your order has been received. And then you get another one saying that your order is being processed. And then you get another one that says your order is left the shipping center or whatever. And then the second to the last one is that your package is out for delivery. And that's the one that you like, right? That's the one that gives you hope, like, okay, it is literally out on the very truck that is going to bring it to my home. So, okay, this is great. I feel like now I'm absolutely going to get it. That's the favorite one. And I'm here to tell you this morning that your answer is on the way. It's out for delivery. But do you stop praying? No. We can't stop praying. You know why? Because the enemy doesn't want you to get your delivery. The enemy doesn't want you to receive your answer to prayer. So when it's on the truck being delivered to your home and there's a tornado or a massive snowstorm or something, there is a delay. And that's what the enemy is trying. He doesn't want you to receive the blessing. But I'm here to tell you, the Lord says it's on its way. It's out for delivery, but you keep praying. I want you to say it loud enough so the enemy can hear you. I'm not forfeiting my blessing. I'm not forfeiting my blessing. I'm not giving up. I'm not turning off my faith switch. I'm staying in the right position to receive my blessing. I'm not going to let discouragement or disappointment get me out of position to receive my blessing or my miracle. Do you believe that God heard you the first time? Do you believe it? Basically, that's what the angel of the Lord said to Daniel. The Message version says this: from the moment you decided to humble yourself to receive understanding, your prayer was heard. I think there's a key word in there, and that's humble yourself. When you humble yourself before the Lord and you pray, He heard you the first time. King James says it this way: I have come because of your words. I have come because of your words. I love that. I heard your words the first day you prayed, and your words kept me moving through the enemy resistance. I heard your words. I heard your prayer. I sent the blessing. The enemy was trying to trip it up. You keep praying, and as you keep praying, it gives me the strength to resist the enemy interference. And your continued prayers activates heaven's messengers, and your words keep them in the fight. It's no different than anything else. When you're in a fight and people are cheering you on, it gives you motivation to keep going, right? And when the messenger of God is trying to get you your answer and the enemy is attacking, your prayers tend to keep encouraging him and encouraging to keep moving forward. The angel army of God is strengthened through the prayers of the saints. Psalms 103:20 says this: bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. Daniel prayed for 21 days without any evidence of an answer. We pray for 21 minutes, and if we don't hear the trumpets and the bells and we don't see angels, we're ready to quit. And Daniel prayed for 21 days. But God said, I have heard their prayers. But you know what? When you pray to God, God hears your prayers, but guess what else? The enemy hears your prayers too. Hell hears your prayers. And now it's up to you and your faith whether the answer is received or not. When your faith is tested, that might be how you respond might really depend on whether you receive the blessing, the answered prayer, or the miracle or not. The answer was en route, the text said. And Michael has been ordered into service. But the hosts of God are strengthened or weakened on the basis of the intensity and the fervency of our prayers. I remind you again that God has heard you the first time you prayed. But you have to know the devil heard you too. That's why you have to keep praying. That's why you have to keep praying. That's why you have to keep speaking to God. We've got to keep the pressure on so that the battle turns in our favor. Michael is on the job, and he's trying to deliver the promise. But he needs our prayers. Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred maketh the heart sick, and when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. When the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. A new season of life is on the way, and change is coming. The angel of the Lord has received reinforcement, and your package is out for delivery. Your hope has been deferred for a while, but it will not be denied. But you're getting ready to eat from the tree of life. Meaning you're almost ready to receive the fruit of answered prayers. God is never late. God is never late. But even when God is 4 days late, he's right on time. All you have to do is ask Lazarus about that. And he'll tell you it's true. Why does God sometimes delay the answers we seek? I don't know. I don't know all the answers. I have no idea why you've been praying for the same thing for so long and God hasn't seemed to have answered. I don't know why you've been praying for the same thing for so long and God seems silent. I really don't have all the answers. I wish I did. But I can tell you this. Desire is a very powerful thing with God. God wants you to want what you're asking for. And many times I believe that he will delay your answer until your request becomes a passionate plea. And he feels the heat of your desire. How many times do we just pray for something? Lord, you know what? I'd really like this. Really need this. And then you're off on your day. And then maybe, a week later, oh, by the way, Lord, I'd really like this. Sometimes God delays answers to teach us how to fight. Sometimes God delays our answers so we learn how to stay in the fight. And so we learn to be strong and how to work out our faith. See, because if God answered our prayers immediately every time, it wouldn't cause us to have to work out our faith, right? Scripture tells us we need to work out our faith. We need to work out our salvation. Think back just a couple of years when the pandemic hit. There were a few people that cried out to God. But for the most part, it wasn't a national passionate plea for God to save us. There were a few people that were on their hands and knees passionately pursuing the throne, saying, help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord. But for the most part, it was a pretty superficial, God, we need your help. It was just a few moans and groans of disappointment and a few moans and groans of discomfort. I truly believe that God has his ear inclined to the United States of America and that he is listening and he is waiting for a universal, united cry for help, but we aren't doing it. But we aren't doing it. I don't want to sound mean, but many times our prayers are not like heat-seeking missiles that pierce the heavens to reach the throne of God. Many times our prayers are more like duds. They barely get through the ceiling. If our first prayer was filled with the desire, the fire, the passion, and zeal of our last prayer, the answers might have come a long time ago. You know, we pray with desire and passion for something that we prayed the first time 4 or 5 years ago. If we had prayed with that same fire and that same passion and that same desire the first time, maybe we wouldn't have had to wait 5 years. When He hears our passionate and earnest plea for help, He will respond. But we don't pray that way too often. I'm just going to close with this quote. This quote is from E.N. Bounds. And it says this: there are two things that God cannot tolerate in our prayers. One is the lack of heat, and the other is the lack of heart. When God finds heart and He feels the heat in your prayers, the answers won't be far behind, because He heard you the first time. But do we really believe that? When we get down on our hands and knees and we pray, please understand that God hears you the first time. But you have to keep the faith. You have to be patient. And you have to work out your faith in that time to remain in position to receive the blessing. And you have to keep praying, because it could be that the enemy is working very hard to get the answered prayer, the miracle, the blessing, delayed. So we have to be fervent. We have to pray with passion. And we have to pray with fire. The Holy Spirit has given us the ability to do that. The Holy Spirit has given us the power to do that. But oftentimes we don't. Our prayers are just a simple passing in the night. Right? Lord, I really need this. And then you're on to your next thing. And it's forgotten about. And then we wonder why God is silent. It's no different. Think about your child if they ask you for something. And then they don't ask for it again. You're like, well, obviously it wasn't that important to them. But when they ask you day after day after day after day after day, you begin to think, okay, maybe they are really serious about wanting this. Maybe they are really, truly desiring this. But when we just throw up a one-time, hey, God, He's like, look, they can't be very passionate about that. Our prayers are heard the first time, but we need to keep praying. And we need to pray with passion, and we need to pray with fire. Because the messenger needs our help. Because our answers are being met by the enemy. Let's pray. Lord, You are such a good, good Father. And Lord, we thank You for the reminder this morning that You hear our prayer the first time. Lord, I pray that that fact does not stop us from continuing to pray. Lord, I don't know all the answers. I don't know why sometimes You seem to answer prayers immediately, and other times why there is a delay. But Lord, I do believe that in the waiting, that You are trying to develop and process through some things. And Lord, I pray in those moments that You give us the courage to maintain our position to receive the blessing, that we maintain our position of faith, that we don't get so frustrated that we just turn our faith switch off and say forget it and move in a different direction. Lord, I pray that through the power of your Spirit working in us and through us, that our prayers to you would be with passion. That we would cry out to the name of the Lord. And that our prayers would be sent with so much conviction that they would penetrate through the resistance of the enemy. Lord, look, we know that the blessings that you want to give us and the answers to prayers that you want to give us, we know that Satan does not want us to receive them. We know that he wants to keep us discouraged. We know that he wants us to continue to feel like we are defeated. He wants us to feel like we are unheard. But Lord, continue to show us. Continue to show us that our prayers are heard the first time. Then Lord, remind us today that delay is not denial. Amen.
Amen. Please stand if you are able.